Poker Time MLM. 1, 2.
That's right, the Nemelem there, and with that we say Vitami Vas, and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now here on CzechPolka.com. Dennis Swatek here with you for another month. Glad to be here. Thank you so much for stopping by. Here we are, the April 2017 edition of Czech Classics Then and Now, starting things off with the big three, of course, being the Joe Patek Orchestra, the Leroy Motoka Orchestra, and the Vrajels Polka Band, of course, doing the Nemelem or the Grinders Polka from a battle dance they did down in Shiner in 1973. And like I said, here we are, April 2017. Hope you all had a nice Easter. That's one of the reasons the show is a little late coming out this month. Just a very, very busy month. Had a great Easter myself. My wife and I went down to Port Aransas for a few days right before Easter and just had a great time. Fun in the sun, got a little sunburn, ate a lot of seafood. Just had a blast. Had a great, great time. It was nice just to get away for a couple of days and just to drive down from Austin, taking the back roads through Gonzales and all that country back there, Cuero, all the way down, Refugio. Just beautiful this time of year. I love it. Just roll the windows down and just smell the wildflowers. Just gorgeous down that way. So anyway, hope you all had a nice Easter as well. Also want to say thank you to everybody who sent me birthday wishes. My birthday was a few weeks ago. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, both on Facebook and email. I do appreciate that. So here we are, April 2017. I got a good show for you this month, I do believe. I got some new music for you. Like I said, I've got that new CD from the All Around Czechs. It's going to be featuring some tunes off of that. Also, some more of those cassettes that Gary McKee from the Texas Polka News gave me. I've got some of those transferred over, so I'm going to feature some music from that, a little northern stuff coming up. It's pretty good, I do believe. And we're going to be doing our album feature again this month, as we've been doing every month in 2017, featuring a classic Texas Czech Polka and Waltz album from front to back, all the way through. This month, I have a fantastic one for you. It is Polkas and Waltzes by Gil Bacha from the Gil Bacha Orchestra. And I believe this is his first album. It is, I think it's FB 1200. So I would believe that is probably his first one. KB 1200, excuse me. I think they had 1201 and 1202. So I believe this is the first one on Kermit Records, and it is a classic. It really is. I'm going to read just a little bit from the liner notes right here. This was written by Chuck Schwarzkopf from KULP in El Campo. Some of y'all may remember Chuck, but just the beginning of the liner notes: from the horse and buggy era to the jet age, that best describes the happy music captured by Gil Boccia in his new stereophonic album. Anyway, go check out the music library, and you can click on the album cover, and it will bring you the complete album notes, and you can read all the liner notes, because it does give you a very good little quick history of the Boccia Band. Of course, Gil Boccia being part of the first family of Czech polka music in Texas, the Boccias, the Bocciova Česká Kapela, started by his grandfather Frank. Gil is the third generation, and there is history all over this album. Let's read some of the fantastic performers on here. Of course, his father Ray Boccia playing dulcimer, Gil Boccia himself on piano, fantastic piano player, his brother Kermit Boccia on drums. Kermit and Gil both played with Hank Thompson in the 1950s, fantastic musicians. Pete Garcia on trumpet and sax, Gene Livnowski and Donald Chernyshek on trumpet, fantastic musicians right there. Brian McWherter on bass and trombone, Vince Garcia on sax, Bud Schreiber on clarinet, the one and only Vernon Droz on clarinet, sax, and trumpet. He does it all. And the incomparable Mr. Norman Barnes on tuba. So just a who's who of Texas polka musicians right there. Fantastic ones all. So you know this album's going to be great. So I'm just going to roll it. And like I said, you know, with those readings, I read that quote in the beginning, from the horse and buggy era to the jet age, is because this album really does kind of meld the two eras together. You have the original, you know, Boccias from like the 1920s, 1930s, those old recordings. And then this was probably recorded late 1960s, around 1970 maybe. But you still have those two styles clashing together. Like, you definitely hear the more modern style with the bass guitar, the piano, things like that. But you also have the dulcimer. You also have the real high register clarinet that the original Boccias used. So you're going to kind of hear both of those styles mesh together in this album, which I love it. I think it's a fantastic album. Hope you're going to enjoy it. I'm talked enough. Let's get on into it. Here we go. Side one, cut number one, Boccia's Lively Polka. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
All right, the Two Hearts Polka there, wrapping up side one of Polkas and Waltzes by Gil Bacha, featuring the Gil Bacha Orchestra. Let's go back and recap what we heard. We did the whole first side right there. First song was Bacha's Lively Polka. Right after that, Circling Pigeon's Landler. Nemalem again. I didn't realize I played Nemalem twice on the show, but that's okay. The Young Widow Polka, Luca Zelena, the Green Meadow Waltz, and the Two Hearts Polka. And definitely heard some of the old Bacha style in there, because a lot of those tunes, Bacha's Lively Polka, the Young Widow Polka, the Two Hearts Polka, those are all recorded by the original Bacha band back in the 30s. So there's Gil putting a new twist on some of the tunes that, you know, his grandpa and his relatives used to play as well. So there you go, side one. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll have side two in the second hour. In the meantime, we're just going to roll on now with a good mixture of music and start things off with a cassette I've had for a while and just finally got transferred over from Rudy Zwirok, who used to have a polka band up in Nebraska. And this is kind of a neat album. It's him paired up with a lot of Nebraska's best accordion and vocalists, accordion players and things like that. So it's called All Alone with Friends, and it's got like 26 tunes on it, and it's got like 13 or 14 different guests that come in that played accordion and sang vocals while Rudy did the tuba and the bass and the baritone and all that stuff. I think they had somebody sitting on drums. So anyway, this is a tune that he did, and the guest on this one is Mark Villadal, one of my favorites from Scouter, Nebraska. Fremont, Nebraska. I always get him and Al Grant mixed up. From Fremont, Nebraska, Mr. Mark Villadal on accordion and vocals on the classic The Clock on the Steeple. We'll be right back.
tan tulen pon kumaran. Osine son musicanton da. Miei tanki zahrani, ore mienim se ne zali, protože me kapelnik mara. Jej taky zahrali, ode mě nic nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Muzikanti hrajou se vesela, kapelník se pěkně usmívá. Jak tu polku začnu hrát, všichni půjdem tancovat, tancovat a zpírat do rána. Jak tu polku začnu hrát, všichni budem tancovat, tancovat a zpívat do rána. Taky zahrali, ode mě nic nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Jej taky zahrali, ode mě nic nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Muzikanti hrajou se vesela, kapelník se pěkně usmívá. Jak tu polku začnu hrát, všichni budem tancovat, tancovat a zpívat do rana. Jak tu polku začnu hrát, všichni budem tancovat, tancovat a zpívat do rana.
Mustache Joe polka band there, and one that I kind of laugh at. You may have recognized that tune as the I Lost My Vest or the Kaidu polka. I saw, actually kind of weird because I got that big box of cassettes from Gary McKee that actually originally came from Julius Tupa. And there's two different recordings, two different cassettes that had the same tune on it. And they call it the Guido polka or the Guido polka, G-U-I-D-O. And what I take that to be is just a mishearing of the original Kaidu, K-A-J-D-U, the Kaidu polka that somebody didn't hear it right or whatever. I couldn't remember. What's that called? Oh, it's called the Guido polka or something like that. And that's how that got transformed into the Guido polka, G-U-I-D-O. So anyway, the same tune, just with a different name. Right before that, a couple of tunes from that brand new CD from the All Around Checks that I got last month. Thank you. To James Mark for giving me a copy of that. The Marianne, the Marianko Waltz, and the Band Leader Polka. I hope you enjoyed those. Probably the newest polka band, and they're a bunch of nice kids. I will say that. They're kids because they're still in college. And, yeah, a bunch of great guys. And it was fun playing with them down in Seton a couple of weeks ago. And like I said, we started off with Rudy Dvorak and the Clock on the Steeple Polka featuring Mark Villadal on accordion and vocals, and we're going to roll on now, kind of do a mixture here of old stuff and new stuff, And I'm going to kick this off, CD from 2003, Doika Brothers, and one called Grandpa Drank Too Much at the St. John Picnic.
At the St. John Picnic, we saw a sight of him we'd never seen before. He used one too many beer token tickets. Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic. Something called Shiner Bock broke down all his inhibitions, put Grandpa in a state of abnormal condition. He got a little loud, all loosened up and limber. That 4th of July will always be remembered. Cause Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic. We saw a sight of him we'd never seen before. He used one too many beer token tickets. Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic. As he danced on top of tables, told several young girls, this old man, he's still able.
His can was held up high as he said, bless the boys from Shiner, for they make what it takes for living to be finer.
Cause Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic. We saw a sight of him we'd never seen before. He used one too many beer token tickets. Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic.
Well, now Grandma, she got mad because Grandpa started bothering others. Then he jumped on the stage with the Doika Brothers.
I still laugh about Grandpa honking on that tuba. Some say it could be heard all the way to Moravia.
Cause Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic. We saw a sight of him we'd never seen before. He used one too many beer token tickets. Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic.
Thank you. всем не бывало, ве имено Пепиче. За рок се зменили часи, тилу си татиче. Червени били, то се мне либи, то я мам рад. Червени били, то се мне либи, то я мам рад.
Yeah, some fine old music there from the Rudy Kurtz Orchestra, an old TNT 45. Actually, that's a cassette collection called Beautiful Moments. If you ever can find that, pick it up. I think Eagle Records down in San Antonio, if you can look them up. I think there's actually a link on our links page on our website. Go check them out. That is a great compilation there of some old TNT 45s. Doing one called the Shiner Polka. A lot of bands have done that. Leroy Motoka kind of took that song and turned it. He called it the Leroy Special. But same tune. They call it the Shiner Polka here. Right for that, from right here in Taylor, Texas, Eddie Ray and the Polka Dots doing the Grey Dove Waltz. Czech Melody Masters, our own band there, doing a Leroy Motoka tune. My Little Girl. The Sound Connection out of Houston doing the Chervene Billy, the Red and White Waltz. And that is a band that was actually started by Julius Tupa. That's where I got this cassette from originally. Like I said, it was part of the Julius Tupa Library, donated to me by Mr. Gary McKee from the Texas Polka News. Julius Tupa actually started the Texas Polka News over just about 30 years ago. He also was a musician. Like I said, I featured, he had an album come out on his own probably in the early 1970s. I featured tunes off that. And he also had a band, The Sound Connection, right there that we just heard, the Red and White Waltz. And we kicked things off with the Doika Brothers and Grandpa Drank Too Much at the St. John Picnic, a big favorite down here in Texas. So with that, our first hour is just about down. Going to let you hear one more tune, and then you can theoretically, metaphorically flip the record over or flip the cassette over. When, in fact, all you're going to do is take a break and start hour number two. But anyway, we're going to do some nice northern music here from Jerry Volker and the Jolly Gents, and just one called the German Polka Medley. But I love this band. They're so smooth. And this is a real nice German waltz or German polka medley here. So I hope you enjoy it. And we'll see you back for hour number two in a few minutes.
Muss ich denn zum Städtle hinaus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. Wenn ich komm, wieder komm, kehr ich ein, mein Schatz, bei dir. Kann ich gleich nicht allweil bei dir sein, hab ich doch mein Freund bei dir. Wenn ich komm, trinken mal noch dein Flascherl Wein. Hallo, die Rom. Es muss ja nicht das Letzte sein. Hallo, die Rom. Und ist der gar, gibt's kein Genieren. Hallo, die Rom. So tun wir noch mal repetieren. Mir steckt's auch in Blut. Drum fand ich Freude, solang ich kann und spät.